640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says the four-day-long meeting in San Francisco of leaders from Asian and Pacific nations was productive.
The U.S. companies have announced more than $500 billion investments into APEC economies to build new subsea cables, decarbonizing energy grids.
In Israel, thousands of people marched toward Jerusalem demanding the return of hostages being held by Hamas.
Seven of my family members are kidnapped in Gaza. My mother, my sister's husband and their children, who are 8 and 3 years old. How can you put a price on a 3-year-old girl?
Americans are already on the move for Thanksgiving, says the Philadelphia Airport's Heather Redfern.
We're 11% higher this year than we were last year for the Thanksgiving travel period. And if you haven't traveled in a few years and you think, oh, nobody's flying yet, no, people are flying.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on the faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. At a PTA meeting last night, the Wauwatosa School District Superintendent discussed the possibility of closing Washington and or Jefferson Elementary Schools. That led to frustration among families. The TOSA 2075 Task Force is considering options such as school closures, staff and program reductions, and a referendum to address the district's $65 million budget shortfall. The superintendent expressed his opposition to the school closures and emphasized that no final decisions have been made. The high winds brought a burn warning plus an alert for boaters on the Great Lake. The entire southern part of the state is in a high fire danger warning area. That means wildfires ignite easily and spread rapidly. The small craft advisory has expired, but the warning earlier was for hazardous winds. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the top right now, 6th for offensive efficiency, while the Hornets are poor on defense, ranked 27th in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. They're going to welcome in Robert Morris University out of Pennsylvania. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, Saturday night in prime time against Nebraska. The kickoff 6:30 at Camp Randall. Wisconsin trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after losing to Northwestern. Head coach Luke Fickell admitted he's gotten pretty intense chewing out players in front of their teammates, but not in public.
There's things that you talk about within your family that you don't talk about outside your family. You know, I remind those guys that, look, I will never call you out in the media. I'll never call you out in the public, but I sure as hell will call you out in front of our family. But in the big picture of it, I'm responsible.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 25. Westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 51 tomorrow. Lows around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Gertie, happy Friday to you. Aaron working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh man, you know, I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, I mean, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and
man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead, in a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed on the same team.
That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that a beer company super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark.
as said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. But I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side in a lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Boston Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underle, took no position. Underle, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months. It would likely take 2 or 3 years for the case to work its way through the lower courts.
So Ryan what?
Potts.
Sorry.
So what? I mean, obviously, Crudy, there's money being spent, right?
How much money is being spent? Yes, but the underlying questions about whether or not this is a separation of church and state issue, whatever the final underpinnings of the ruling may be, Dom, there's no urgency to come to conclusion in this case to leapfrog, to my opinion, to leapfrog the lower courts.
Justice delayed is justice denied, Michael. Scott Barr writes at the AP, a quote from Potts, "We hope the Supreme Court sees through the difficult politics associated with the issue and decides to stand up to the Republican legislature and protect Wisconsin's public school children." Evers spokesperson Britt Kudebeck did not return a message seeking comment. Evers, who previously served as a state superintendent of education, has been a longtime critic of the voucher program. That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm not clear that he has been. But
this summer, he agreed to increase spending on the program as part of a larger education funding package tied to a deal, sending more money to Milwaukee and local governments. So, you know, he had to negotiate, he had to barter a little bit, Crudy. The arguments from Voss and the Evers administration line up with other supporters of the voucher school program, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is representing private schools, parents of students who attend them, and other advocates of the program. They argue that the case should start in circuit court, like Crudy argues, so that the lower courts can determine an array of facts before the Wisconsin Supreme Court has to weigh in. Underle, in a one-page filing, said she was taking no position because her primary concern is oversight and supervision of public instruction. But she said if the court takes the case, Underle may take a position on the accuracy of any factual assertions made by any party. When the lawsuit was filed last month, Underle seemed aligned with those challenging the voucher school system by saying that she welcomed any opportunity to effectively, equitably, and robustly fund our public education system.
Should I take it from here? Democrats have argued for decades that the voucher school program is a drain on the resources that would otherwise go to the public schools. Yeah, we can't afford to fund two school systems. At least that would be my assertion. The lawsuit argues the state's revenue limit and funding mechanism for voucher school programs and charter schools violate the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that public funds be spent for public purposes. It also contends that the vouchers to fund the public schools do not allow for adequate public oversight and do not hold private schools to the same standards as public schools. That might be true. Now, the nation's first school choice program began in Milwaukee in 1990. I guess that's going on 33 years, Tom. Then seen as an experiment to help the low-income students in the state's largest city, the program has expanded statewide, and its income restrictions have been loosened. This year, nearly 55,000 students were enrolled. Now, the entire Milwaukee Public Schools has only 75,000 students. And they're not all coming from Milwaukee, but a big chunk of that, like 25% of Milwaukee Public School students, are now in the choice school programs. Evers appointee Blumenfeld argued that ending the voucher program immediately is the lawsuit request. And here's a quote, Tom, could lead to chaotic and unanticipated outcomes. Trying to absorb those students in the public school system, again, here's a quote, could lead to staffing, funding, and classroom shortages. Now, you know, the court is now a 4-3 liberal court, but Dom, I would point out many, many moons ago when Tony and I didn't see eye to eye on this topic, and I advocated for ending the choice school program. And I said the governor of the state of Wisconsin should do so through their budgetary process. And Evers said, what are you going to do with all these kids? Throw them on the street, crew. And no, I never said that. I don't think the courts have to say that. Should they rule in this way? There could be a ramp down program. There could be a defund program. Certainly if it's done legislatively, as I would have proposed, you know, there could have been a ramp down. So I think sometimes that the Evers administration jumps right out there to chaos will ensue. Well, that may or may not be a legal argument to make. Chaos ensuing is not a legal argument. Doesn't matter if you think chaos is going to ensue, sir. The question is it a constitutional thing under Wisconsin's constitution? And that ultimately will have to be decided first in the district court level, probably then at the appellate court level, and finally, Dom, finally, it'll make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Maybe.
Maybe? Maybe? I hope so, man. I don't like our public school tax dollars being used to subsidize religious education for students that would already be in those religious schools.
Come on, man. You went to Appleton Xavier. You went to
I know, man.
School.
And my parents didn't get a tax break. They didn't get school vouchers. They paid out of pocket. If that's what you want, go to pocket. Don't make me and my tax dollars subsidize your teaching that the earth is 6,000 years old. Thank you very much. You know why? Because tithing is down. People aren't showing up and giving their money as much. So this is an end around to keep funding the churches who already pay no property taxes.
You're just cranky because it's almost the weekend, but this little radio show is getting in the way. Come back with us, a fine guest, Al Robinson, Herbal Aspect, 420 Facts. They're next.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check out the Civic Media app. You can take the Devil's Advocates with you anywhere you go. Check out your app store for the Civic Media app.
Dominic, a big sports weekend. We're going to check in later with Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. But right now, I got a friend here in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. He is Alan Robinson. He's here to give us some 420 facts sponsored by the Herbal Aspect. How you doing?
Hey.
Happy Friday, man. Yeah. Thank God it's Friday, Alan.
Happy 420 Friday, boy.
Best time.
Yeah, man. So come to talk to you today about cannabidiolic acid, CBG. It's the mother cannabinoid. I'm really excited about this particular cannabinoid because it's the first thing that the plant makes. It's not my favorite cannabinoid because that's the one that gets me stony. But this one has some crazy properties that most people just don't know about, right?
So, I don't know. Tell me more.
Yeah. What do you mean, man?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of research into the field of cannabis recently, and we're finding that cannabinoids like CBD have anti-convulsive properties. It would surprise a lot of people to know that CBGA, or cannabidiolic acid, is a better anti-convulsant than CBD. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It's being studied right now for its antibiotic properties and a bunch more. So it's one of those things that you really need to add to your health regimen and then just reap the benefits generally.
So say it again for me, because I wasn't listening the first time. What is it called?
CBG. A cannabidiolic acid. Nobody's going to remember the name.
So, all right. Now that
CBGA,
I know.
CBGA, we got it.
CBG or CBGA. Now, I mean, there's some cool stuff about this, right? These kids down in Utah at the University of Utah were studying it during the entire COVID debacle. They find that CBGA has an affinity for the spike 1 protein. So it latches on to it and it makes it too big to fit into human receptors. Now, I'm not going to say that CBGA prevents COVID. There's no evidence to support that. There's no research to support that. There is research to support that CBG has an affinity for the spike protein. So I don't know how much you'd have to take. I'd assume it'd be more than what they gave the lab rats, but it's there. So, I mean, it's just further evidence that we need more research into cannabis and into the cannabis plant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I never got COVID. And yeah. I was out there at maskless Vicky McKenna-led AR-15 armed up rallies during the pandemic, man. I never got COVID.
You know, there is.
I did get a couple, you know. Yeah. The vaccine and the boosters.
Well, yeah, I did too, right?
And I also tried some of the CBG, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I'll tell you, man, most people that I know that are heavy cannabis users either did not get COVID or they caught a really mild case. Now, I don't know that there's a correlation or causation, but, you know, I didn't have a crazy time with it, so I feel all right.
All right, man, let's do some commerce.
Oh, money,
dude. Next week is Thanksgiving, and in the retail business, and I realize Herbal Aspect, you're in the retail business.
We do that
next Friday. That makes it Black Friday.
Yeah,
Alan, what do you got going on for Black Friday, my friend?
Oh man, I've got some crazy specials going on at Herbal Aspect. You can pick up that CBGA. It's one of our minor cannabinoids. There's going to be store-wide sales. I've got 15% off smoking accessories. We're doing double loyalty points. If you spend $100 on whatever, you can get a free pre-roll. That's going to be THCA. Oh, 25% off flower. All the flower, any flower that you want.
I like flower.
Yeah.
Flower is good. I've been dealing with flower since the mid-80s.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to try to get you moved over to the gummies because the edibles, our gummies and chocolates, are going to be 30% off. So, ooh. I mean, you come on down to Herbal Aspect. We got three different locations. Of course, you can shop online. We've got our cannabis consultations.
Talk more about the consultations for just a minute. Alan Robinson, our good friend from the Herbal Aspect. And I perceive you to be something of my cannabis friend.
Yeah.
You're the one that knows all the CBGAs and all the different stuff people need to know. So let's talk about that consultation for just a minute. First and foremost, you still got time between now and Christmas for the consultations?
We sure do, man. We're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You just jump online and you can sign up for a consultation at herbalaspect.com. We just actually relaunched the website. You're in for a 20-minute personalized consultation.
Not everyone's in cannabis for the same affect.
Right. A lot of people don't necessarily want to get crazy high. I've got the largest segment of cannabis users is going to be 65. New cannabis users is 65 and up. And I find that my customers don't really want to get super stony. They just really want some relief from typical ailments. And so I can help to direct them to what those products look like, direct them in their usage, and help them to have like a guided cannabis experience.
And again, how did they get the guided cannabis experience? How do they sign up for that?
Well, your listeners can log on to herbalaspect.com, use the code DEVILRADIO, and that $49.99 value will be absolutely free to Devil Radio listeners.
Again, I love that price.
Yeah, man. Nothing.
Nothing. So that's outstanding. Now, I've got to digress for just a minute. Is there any other cannabis or weed-related stuff we should know about? We, the audience, we, Dom and I, because I feel like you gotta be our cutting edge on this stuff.
Oh, man, there's stuff going on in cannabis all the time, right? So, like, Ohio just, what was it, Ohio?
Legalized cannabis referendum. Modestly outperformed legalizing abortion as a constitutional right in Ohio, but they were right there together, man. Those are very important issues, don't you think?
Moderately outperformed. You don't think that cannabis is more popular than kids?
Oh. Yes. Hey, hell yes.
Alan, let me ask you, with regards to, you know, the different ways to ingest and to take the cannabis. Snoop Dogg came out yesterday. I saw that he's given up the smoke. I mean, come on, Snoop Dogg and smoke, they kind of go one on one. But obviously, I mean, a guy been probably smoking most of his life and a lot of cannabis, and it's gotten, you know, certainly better and higher quality of late. But, you know, that's a lot of smoke going in your lungs. I didn't see anything beyond the tweet, but presumably there's, you know, you can have edibles, you can put little drops into drinks. How many different ways can you consume?
You don't think Snoop's turning his back full time on cannabis, just smoke?
I don't know. I'll say this about Snoop. Number one, to each his own. If the gentleman doesn't want to smoke anymore, there's a multitude of ways that folks can consume, and I commend his effort to not to take on a healthier lifestyle. Save your lungs, G.
HerbalAspect.com, right?
There it is, HerbalAspect.com. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, and 735 South Gammon Road, right in Woodman's parking lot next to Dunkin' Donuts.
420 Facts brought to us by Alan Robinson, sponsored by our friends over at the Herbal Aspect. Thank you, Alan. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You know I'm going to eat because I'm going to smoke.
Well, once you eat too much, then you got to get rid of that too full filling.
All right.
It's the vicious cycle.
We'll see you, Dom.
Thanks, Alan.
I'm going to tell you how Joe Biden's going to win the presidency, win re-election next. You better stick around.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools has decided to cut off funding to the nonprofit organization run by GOP official Gerard Randall. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the decision was made after school board members raised concerns about the lack of clarity regarding the use of MPS funds. In 2007, Randall was removed from his position as CEO of a council that supervised workforce agencies by then-Mayor Tom Barrett. The Republican Party of Milwaukee County has written an open letter to Speaker Robin Vaughz, urging action on the impeachment articles against Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. They accuse Ms. Wolf of lacking integrity in elections, highlighting issues like the support of ballot drop boxes without proper checks and mishandling of mobile voting locations. They're urging the legislature to appoint a new commissioner. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Five Surf Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the top right now, 6th for offensive efficiency, while the Hornets are poor on defense, ranked 27th.